5:46. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. Thank you for waking up on a warm, kind of stormy morning here with us. It's Eric and Floyd. The morning reboot, June 27th. We're sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm. You can get in touch with us. The Mike's Pizza and More text line. Text anytime. You can call as well. When we open things up for, let's see. What do you do with your alone time? When you finally get your mom alone time right after 7 o'clock, after 8, panel full of ladies, 419-240-1055. Shortly after 6 o'clock, a terrorizing, I added that part to it because it's a lot tougher than I anticipated it being. But Eric, you make it. I know. Just the way the songs flow together, a terrorizing manic music mix for Floyd to decipher. That's coming up. Throwback Thursday, as Ashley joins us around 7:30 today. She's going to love it. It's 90s. You're going to maul. I might make you wait 7 seconds now.
No.
Because she is going to know every song, but correctly identify, that I don't know.
That's a whole decade.
Good morning. It's the morning reboot. Eric Chase, 5:47. The one and only Mickey Mouse t-shirted Floyd.
Oh boy. Hello, good morning.
Hi.
For a lot of times
we had a new texter. Hello, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. good morning to all of our first thing in the morning texters. If you're here now, thank you for being here so early. You probably won't be here later on, so get the podcast. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. The podcast episode link will be posted later on today. Get subscribed, rate, and review if you would as well. We've got to create some clarity. One, it was not a Henry's that was in my fridge. It was called Truly. There's a
No, you gave me a Henry. Well, maybe you... No, right. You gave me Henry's.
Okay. Yeah, okay. The kind that I took out of my fridge, the White Claw ripoff, was Truly.
What flavor did you have?
It was raspberry.
Did you? Okay, so when I was at Pride, I wanted to be adventurous and tried the Truly blueberry with... I can never say the fruit right. A-C-I-A.
Yeah, a cyborg.
Okay, I don't even know how to say it right, but it.
Okay.
I found a hard seltzer water I did not care for.
We watched that fun White Claw video yesterday, and I think it's gotten to the point where it's funny. I saw people saying, as Friends and The Office will move off of Netflix, it's not like NBC Universal and chill.
Uh-huh.
It's not like Warner streaming service and chill. It's Netflix and chill.
Netflix and chill.
There's only one kind of sparkling water drink. White Claw.
Yeah, there's some good spin-offs. There's another, like, when a place doesn't have White Claw, there's another brand I go to and it's equally as good, but like it has a little bit more sugar, so it tastes a little sweeter. But yeah. There's other brands out there, but Truly, since you already named it, it's not my favorite. It's like if you would have said that at the beginning, I would have been like, burn your refrigerator. Get that demon liquid out of your house.
I'm not trying any more of them. I'm done. And it's not because that was bad. It's just, it was. Even the best one won't win me over. More points of clarity. I know it's been floating around on Twitter, on Facebook, and I don't think we've talked much about it at this point in our show every day. Can you tell everyone what and why that building is purple?
Yeah, because Hamburger Mary's is coming, which is a food chain that offers special entertainment like Illusion drag queens, as I said, briefly elaborated on it. And I think they're going to focus on local artists too. So it's just, I saw a lot of people like, it's an eyesore. Like, it's not, it's that most Hamburger mirrors are purple and pink.
As opposed to the normal nothing that's been in that spot, and especially on the other end of the docks.
Well, it also, it's like, people are just like, Hamburger Mary's coming. Actually, if you can't wait for Hamburger Mary's, other LGBT spaces offer drag queens and food, too. Just want to throw that out there.
George's is known for his pizza,
pizza,
right?
And then you have McCune's, who does, like, drag queen brunch on Sunday. It's like, there's those other options if you can't wait.
Some of the menu items for Hamburger Mary's, which I haven't looked at yet. What is it, like, Britney Fried Spears?
Yeah, like, they're all, like, play on words of things. Got it. So.
My former neighbor of mine, Mike McCarthy, does a lot of real estate in the area.
Uh-huh.
He messaged me the other day. He's like, I heard you guys talking about it. He's like, that's my spot. And this is nothing against Mike at all. I think he probably heard me say this on the air the other day. That spot is kind of cursed.
That's what I hear.
And, look, we could open a Mexican restaurant and it would be successful here because they're all of our Mexican places are pretty damn good. So that's why like El Vaquero succeeds over there. And is it Real Seafood that's still open? I think so.
Yeah. Is he still there too?
I think so.
Okay. Like, I'm trying to go down the list.
But the ends, like where Hamburger Mary's is going, it's been a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
And then the other end. I remember when I lived here in 05 and 06. I think it was called Gumbo's. It was definitely like Cajun cuisine.
Okay.
And then on Saturday nights, maybe Fridays, it would turn into Club Sin.
I do remember that. I vaguely remember that.
And I love that restaurant and that whole experience. But you want to talk about eyesore? Like, there's tumbleweed blowing through that part.
I know. Yeah. So, we'll see how time plays out.
5:52 with the morning reboot. We'll torture Floyd with a terrorizing manic music mix after 6 on Q. Even though we... 6:11 with the morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric and Floyd. Sweet deals are going quickly. A lot of summer deals to take advantage of as summer is now arrived. So places to eat, things to do. Text sweet to 419-240-1055. Or you can hit the website Q1055.com. Our Mike's Pizza and More text line is what you can text and or call. Those deals are gone. All in thanks to, I would guess, Dominic visiting us yesterday.
Oh, he's a beacon of the community.
He said he was 7?
6.
6?
Going in the first grade.
When a 6-year-old says, no pineapple or Floyd on pizza...
But then offer to put me on other people's pizza.
Right.
You know, that. Remember this name, Dominic. He will be president one day.
That's a tough job.
He was a decision-making child. He's ready.
I was talking to Lynn and Cliff down the hallway today, and they were gathering their show prep for today. And the big TV event last night was presidential debates, and I remember this from 4 years ago, and I'm not falling into this trap again.
There were too many people that stage.
I know.
I tried to watch. Two I said, "Ugh, this is like gathering 8 family members, 4 cousins, and a next door neighbor talking about stuff." I'm like, "Y'all talk to me in about 2 years when this is closer," because they're just all talking over each other. It was like putting two casts of it was like putting season 3 and season 11 of The View together, and they were just bickering over top of each other. I go, well, I'm going to vote for Lester Holt because he's the only one I can make sense of. He's the one asking questions.
In time,
but I'm just like, ooh, there was too many on stage.
You know it goes tonight too, right?
Well, I'm about to say, today is part 2 with the other 10 who can fit on that stage. Ah!
I'm not falling into it again like I did 4 years ago. There is a tentative agreement with St. V's, Mercy, and the union. We'll get to that around 6:30 or so. I have a manic music mix for you.
Oh.
I aimed to make it easier. And then I listened to it. I was like, that's kind of difficult. I'll leave it alone. There are 5 songs in this. I need you to identify all 5 of them, title and artist. And they flow together in a challenging way.
No, the last time you said that, you said the last 2 flow together in a challenging way. They flowed together seamlessly, and it sounded like 1 song. And it come to find out, they're from 3 different genres.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, they flow together that made it a lot more challenging than I anticipated.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm in this wrong situation.
That's 1.
Hold on. Nope, that was 4. Pink is number 4.
Wow, you know the song?
Blow me one. That song, yes. I can't think of it. Yeah.
That's, you got 1 right. Let me play it again.
No, don't. 2 is Havana by Camila Cabello.
Correct.
Wow.
Isn't it amazing how our ears hear things? It's kind of like The Dress.
Uh-huh.
And whatever else, where our eyes were seeing things differently, and we had that huge internet argument. This has to be the same thing, or similar.
And number 1 was Bieber, but I don't know the song.
Incorrect.
No? Okay, play it again then.
And that one, that
Oh, that's going to be the one then.
I'm in this wrong situation.
Oh! 4 is my Katie.
No.
No?
You said 4 is Pink.
No, 5 is my Katie.
No.
You're kidding me.
Not kidding.
Number 1 is Shawn Mendes. I just get, I don't mind for you.
Treat you better?
Yeah.
So you got 3 out of 5 on, okay, on 2 plays.
Okay, I like the... Please thank you for allowing me to... I'm at the drool. Allowing me to sing it, because sometimes I don't know the title.
I get it. I know.
Play it one more time. I'm going to get that 5th one. I know that voice.
I thought you would get the 3rd one and the 5th one, not the other ones.
What?
I'm in this wrong situation.
I hear it because I put it together.
Do we Kanye?
No.
No? Okay.
All pretty big hits.
Okay.
Not these artists' biggest hits. 6:15 with the morning reboot.
I'm
on Channel 5.
I'm not mad at myself. Okay with that.
For 3 plays, you got 3 of them. Shawn Mendes, Treat You Better, Camila Cabello, Havana. And by the way,
that,
she says stop bullying her on, stop saying mean and nasty things on social media. Floyd.
I would never say anything mean about a celebrity because she's on her grind. I will respect that. I just don't like her music. And that's fair. That's how art is.
And number 4 is Pink, Blow Me One Last Kiss.
However, I do like the new song with her and Shawn Mendes.
It's so good.
I've given in. I'm like, you know what? So maybe she could win. But keep in mind, when Katy Perry first came out, I didn't like her or Ariana Grande. Now I like Ride For Them Hard, so she could win me over an album too.
Katie's got to win you back now because she had
her new single's everything.
She had a string of garbage. 6:16, the Mercy Nurses, looks like they'll all get that new deal, but we will see more details. And are the lights, will places downtown have the lights back on? All that to come in the roundabout as well in less than 15 minutes.
Q105 traffic. Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah,
just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
It's like deja vu.
Yes.
There is a second tentative agreement with Mercy and the nurses. The tentative agreement with the hospital system reached late last night, according to the union. They didn't say when the members will vote. Good. Let's just, like, everybody be quiet. Let's not jinx this.
Yeah.
Nurses, most of them went back to work on the 13th. 2 other hospital units of the union had gone back much earlier, technicians and the like. Those workers approved new contracts early in June. The union presented additional requests on Monday, and the hospitals responded with solutions to those most beneficial to the majority of the unit, including additional language to address the concern regarding continuous hours worked, according to the Mercy Health statement. So it's always been about hours worked, mm-hmm, and benefits as well. Fingers crossed, maybe before the holiday.
Is this the 3rd time or second?
Second.
Time? Second. I was like, ooh, 3rd time's a charm. Second time's a success. We'll put it that way.
Let's hope so. Most people would say that a roundabout is never a success. It's going to cause more accidents if you
don't know how to drive one.
If you drive too conservatively, yes, you could get into an accident. But you heard Paul mention yesterday in our traffic reports, the South Toledo roundabout is open. It's not completely finished, though. The roundabout at Detroit's intersection with Byrne and Devonshire is the centerpiece of everything. It was a $3 million project between the trail and Copland. Copeland. As planned, with the roundabout's opening, Devonshire permanently becomes a two-way street south of Byrne in Detroit. It was previously one-way southbound for the first block. The intersection accounts for only the first 1.5 months of the project, expected to take 6 months overall, but it's on schedule. Detroit previously had 4 lanes from the trail just north of Byrne, but that too will change with this project. The rebuilt version will have 2 through lanes. So I think people noticed that on the picture. And yes, there will be fewer lanes,
mm-hmm,
but there wasn't that much congestion there to begin with. So you should be okay.
Yeah. And also, since it's not done, you know, so just pick an alternative route until you're comfortable with. I just don't understand how people don't know how to drive in a roundabout. It's self-explanatory.
The signs are, the painting is very large on the ground and yield. Yield does not mean stop.
Right, unless there's like consecutive cars coming at you, but there shouldn't be because they're yielding to let room for you to go.
Unless you're the yieldee.
Yeah, right.
So go try it out before it gets completely done.
Did you tell them to have that be their test track?
Yeah. Yeah. Metro Parks Toledo took action yesterday to finalize a longstanding deal it has with the city of Toledo to assume ownership of the botanical gardens, while also setting the wheels in motion for the city to assume sole ownership of the bike sharing program that the park District helped establish in the downtown area last fall. Metro Parks has been effectively running the Botanical Garden since 06 when the city stopped funding it and allowed it to become one of the Park District's affiliate facilities. Emily Ziegler, the Parks District Chief of Planning and Capital Projects, said the bike share program was saddled by its untimely release in the late fall. Some final contracts backed that up, and then the cold weather hit. And now we've had lots of rain and persistent rain as well. So that obviously keeps people from getting on bikes. Information generated by Gotcha, which is the Charleston, South Carolina based bike company. Most people are apt to rent these bikes at Middle Grounds. It's funny. We haven't talked about these bikes in forever, right?
I live near that area. They're still parked there.
Yeah. I mean, the rain and now the heat. So most people rent the bikes at Middle Grounds. Other popular hubs were Hensville, Owens Corning, and Promenade Park. Early ridership stats show there are 830 or so membership signups through May, with just over 1,000 total trips, all between 1.5 and 2.5 miles, and they last between 20 and 50 minutes. So there's some data about how often and how much people are using those bikes. It looks like power is now back on in the early morning hours to LaSalle, the apartment building downtown. They initially told people, 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, you got power. Then it was 7, then it was 1, and it was restored, I guess, near midnight or so. So there we go. People have their power back, and it's slowly coming on. I guess different breakers, different circuits have all been tripped since this began on Friday.
And there's I think all the power is restored except one building.
I believe you're
on. Yes. The Ohio building?
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes. Which is being ran by a generator right now.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it funny or ironic how your heat only breaks during the coldest days of winter, like when right. my heat went out and we had those 40 below wind chills. And isn't it funny how the air conditioning only breaks when you need it?
I was thinking about that yesterday, and then you had brought up the elevator situation. Right. I was like, ooh, can you imagine being stuck in a stuffy elevator in this heat?
I don't think why those things break is too hard to figure out, because when you want it on, when it's 77 and sunny, you don't have your air conditioning on usually.
The windows are open.
Then you go to turn it on, and since the last time you turned it on, something is broken.
You hear, you're like, oh, that can't be good.
It's not like I don't think anybody flips on their air conditioning on a cool April day to see, is it working? No, you flip it on in July when it's hot.
It's like a parallel universe. On the other side, it's winter, so they put it off. They're combating universes right there.
Schrodinger's HVAC unit. In another universe, it does work. In another universe, hopefully a positive, progressive one forward for us, there will be tax credits, or there will be a $5 million tax credit for the rehab of my very favorite building, at least in downtown, Ford Industry Square.
Where's that at? Why am I drawing a blank?
That's across from the Park Inn on Summit, right before
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I love that building.
Yeah.
It's being redeveloped by Carp and Associates, Inc. The company has redeveloped the former Standart building on Erie Street, and those were lost now, and the Burdan building on Washington into 75 apartments. The buildings have been vacant for several years, and after the rehab project is complete, the upper floors will hold 40 residential units, and lower floors will include lots of commercial retail space.
Nice.
A couple of quick sports things. The Wolverines lost last night in the deciding game 3 of the College World Series. They lost 8-2 to Vanderbilt. And tomorrow, it's been fun if you followed this stuff with Megan Rapinoe and the president on Twitter about who's going to the White House. U.S. soccer plays tomorrow, 3 o'clock, in the biggest game of the Women's World Cup, USA versus France. Now, it's only a quarterfinal matchup because of the way the bracket shook out, but these are the two favorites in the tournament.
So, could they meet again?
No.
Okay.
This is a knockout game.
All right.
So you can debate or argue that moving forward, these teams will face lesser teams.
Ooh.
So USA and France tomorrow, 3 o'clock. If you're looking for a local place to watch it, Buster Brown's Big Dog Lounge. That is on Conant and Maumee, hosted by the Full 90 Pub, which does a lot of soccer things at the Village Idiot.
Nice.
Village Idiot, pizza, yes?
Yeah, I love pizza, yes. Also, I don't know why my phone kept giving me updates about the Wolverine game yesterday.
Because your phone knows all.
I have no idea. It was just Vanderbilt they played, right? Mm-hmm. Vanderbilt? Yeah, they're like, Vanderbilt overshadows the Wolverines in the College World Series or whatever. And I was just like, why do I care? it gave me updates. I felt like I was, when you read it, I was like, I knew this before you.
I'm curious of your take on, I mean, you know, famous sports uniforms like
yes.
Yankees, Lakers, like they're iconic.
You know the colors.
Yes. I'm curious to see you look up the Vanderbilt uniforms.
I'm ready.
They trended at times.
Okay, I don't know what they look like. I feel like they would be gray.
Google Vanderbilt black uniforms.
Oh, it's black. I was way off.
Quite a season for Michigan. Surprising at that. 6:38 with the morning reboot. Yes, Floyd may have to apologize to Camila Cabello if he was doing this. We'll do it before 7. Three on the morning reboot, Q105. It's Eric and Floyd, brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. In Sylvania, hashtag some pig. Sweet deals, they're going quickly. You can save lots of money. Get good deals. Sweet deals, Q1055.com, or text sweet to our text number. You now have 4 of the 5 songs in the Matic Music Mix in 4 plays. Once more, you have to identify.
This was hard, though. They did flow together.
Treat You Better. Havana, OMG, and Pink, Blow Me One Last Kiss, and Blank.
I'm in this wrong situation.
You'll get it.
Let's do a
Camila thing. She broke up with her relationship coach boyfriend. Can't be good for business. She hit Instagram yesterday to share a message. To my fans, if you really love me, please do not send people I love and care about hateful things. I'm sure you can guess who they were saying things to. You doing that really hurts me, and it's so unnecessary and heavy and damaging to add more pain to pain. There's a real person behind your tweets. You spamming them with hateful and sensitive things is really not funny. The message comes following the reports around the internet that she and her boyfriend, Matthew Husey or Hussey, have split. This is the least shocking thing ever because this is what people do. It's awful.
That's what they do. Like, girl, like, be happy you're not Beyonce. They were sending death threats to that girl who just leaned over to say hello.
Yeah. Yeah. She
has fandom is crazy. Like, if I ever get that way, you have my permission to knock me over the head with a hammer. You legit, in front of the powers that be and our listeners, if I'm ever that crazed fan, you see, I got the hands going. That's so ridiculous to me. Like, let the breakup break up. Like, think about if you've ever had a breakup, why would you add insult to injury? Salt wound, ouch. Come on now.
There's never... Trolling people will never get you anywhere in life in a pause. Whether you're some old dude in your basement or you're a 16-year-old with a Twitter account thinking you're doing the right thing for who you adore.
It makes no sense.
All right. Big names are getting together for Charlie's Angels, the Elizabeth Banks-directed reboot of the movie. In a tweet yesterday, Miley hinted at a collaboration between herself, Lana Del Rey, and Ariana Grande. We have been wondering you wanted a modern-day Lady Marmalade, right?
Yeah, but they were talking about it, but where does Lana Del Rey's voice fit in with those two?
I'm interested. They all kind of posted something. Sony Pictures as well. This was on Ari's Instagram. Now, it's not much, but it's something. It's some interesting sounds, and the logos will be familiar. There's the teaser for what's coming. The iconic Angels logo flashes on the screen, but it's unclear whether the teaser song is the one created by the famous trio or just another film on the soundtrack. The trailer will be officially released today, but we should be at least very intrigued by Miley, Lana Del Rey, whose name we haven't said in quite some time as far as like hits.
Yeah.
And Ariana.
I'm interested. I'm not throwing it out the window.
The last time we got a Charlie's Angels movie, we had a massive hit song.
We did.
And we're still looking for part
2. We're still looking for part 1.
Right.
I was like, Independent Women part 2. Where's part 1?
The crowd at Jennifer Lopez's recent concert was treated to a very special performance. While performing at a recent Houston and San Antonio stops of her It's My Party tour, she honored the late Texas singer Selena. Here's some of that from her.
Enséñalo.
there's lots of Twitter videos that you can watch. That is Si Una Vez by Selena, who was murdered famously in 1995. And then Jennifer Lopez, arguably her career skyrocketed, mm-hmm. unless you want to count Fly Girl fame from In Living Color, hit after she played Selena in the biopic. The It's My Party tour kicked off earlier this month and leads up to Lopez's 50th birthday on July 24th. And obviously, Selena, Texas, this all made sense in right. Houston and San Antonio.
She's 50. That's some good genes.
I know.
Good genes.
And you know, this is, my jealousy is there. Like, some people are genetically affluent. They are gifted. And it's just easier for them to have certain looking physiques mm-hmm. and beauty that the rest of us can't right. have.
And her mom's gorgeous too, so you know it's not like Hollywood. Like, that's legit the Lopez gene.
Right.
Whew.
Last thing, a fun picture. Lots of Tom Holland everywhere to promote Spider-Man, which uh-huh. comes out next week. How would he drink or eat things? Mostly drink in that costume.
A straw? Or
you're right. He drinks through a straw. It's interesting to see, it's an interesting contraption to say the least. In an interview with Entertainment Tonight, explaining that to drink water, which you need because it's hot in that Spider-Man suit, he had to push a straw through the costume's eye hole and down to his mouth. Oh. Basically, my eyes and my mask, they clip off, they come off because they're glass and obviously the suit is fabric and they need to clip in. And what I can do is take my left one out and there's a little like thing that I pull out and then put a squeezy tube down my mouth and then I drink from a bottle.
So there's a picture.
Yeah.
I have to see this. Okay.
It sounds and looks like a feeding tube for someone who would be ill. 7 o'clock with the morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric and Floyd. Podcast for the show. Text Eric to 419-240-1055 to get that. After we wrap up today, Ashley will be here. We've got Throwback Thursday around 7:30. And what do you do with your mom alone time when you can finally get it? Next.
Q105 Studio, sponsored by Nate.
7:12. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Sweet deals are going on our website, Q1055.com. It's Eric and Floyd. Ashley's here with us. You look lovely.
Thanks.
Before we get into mom alone time, which you can text us or call us, Mike's Pizza and More text line. When you get it, what do you do with it? 419-240-1055. Today's Manic Music Mix. We've played it four times.
Okay.
And Floyd he's got four identified. He needs help with the last song.
Okay.
So, Shawn Mendes, Treat You Better, Havana, Usher, OMG, and Pink, Blow Me One Last Kiss. See if you can help him with the last song.
Okay. I'm in this wrong situation.
Oh, that one's hard. The last one.
Really? Once more?
I'm in this wrong situation.
Is it one of those things that when you tell me, I'm going to be so mad about it?
Yeah.
Isn't it always?
It is.
I'll give you a hint. And if you can help, you know where to text. There is a loose connection to the song before it. Loose connection. Okay? Loose connection. 419-240-1055, the morning reboot. Eric Chase, Floyd, Ashley's here with us. You have two kids.
Yes.
The Errs, one whose first name rhymes with the... Mom, does my name rhyme with a cuss word? Yes, it does, Tucker. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
When you wanted to talk about this,
yeah.
you're busy. You work at home sometimes, but now you're ramping up.
Yes.
So, but you want to talk about alone time.
Yeah. Even working at home, it's still like I have to still work a full day. So it gets really hard. So then, you know, the kids come home. It's like straight to dinner, straight to bath time, or straight to an activity, and then straight to bath time, or sometimes just bed because you hope that they got in the pool in the last 2 days and that cleaned their little baby bodies off.
Chlorine?
Yeah. Like, it's basically bleach.
Entire them out.
Yeah. Yeah. So alone time is very hard to find. Typically, it's only in the evening or you have to get up really early for it. So I enjoy both immensely. Typically, though, I stay up way later than I probably ever should. And it could be like just sitting at home on my couch and sitting there in silence. like there's an array of things that bring me great joy. Sometimes it's going out at like get the kids to bed, make sure they're basically asleep, and then I'll go meet friends out at like 8 o'clock. So it just kind of depends. But it's like one of these weird things, like as a mom, and I have like other friends that do something very similar where it's the only time, like you're mentally and physically exhausted from the day, but it's the only time you have to yourself. And I think sometimes I find myself wanting to spend it, even becoming more exhausted right. by staying awake, catching up on shows or whatever. And it's just, that's like the me time. And I wonder like how many other people, like what does everyone do? Like I either drink or B, I watch TV. Those are my options.
419-240-1055. That's our Mike's Pizza and More text line. You can text us, Floyd, if you keep an eye on the text, if you would. The Morning Reboot, Q105. And you mentioned it, and I was wondering if you were going to get to it. You can do something that you enjoy, but sometimes you sacrifice getting the sleep that you really want and need.
Yeah, and there's times where, like, the week that Philip left and the week before, like, I felt like I had something to do every night. And most of it was because, you know, love Philly T.
Yeah. You have to weigh this. Do things that I want to do and do with friends and maintain relationships or get the sleep that I need because the day's so darn busy. Yep. Hi, it's Q105. Who's this?
It's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Oh, Mary, my new friend.
Hi.
Mary.
And you guys, I was listening to you guys. You were totally right about me last week.
I told her I wanted to be her friend, and I was like, because I could be like, no, Mary, we should have one more. And Mary's like, we should have three.
You guys.
Oh, I do that all the time.
I love you.
Mary, when you can get your alone time, like, how do you usually spend it? Like, with Ashley here, what's the balance between doing what you want and or just saying, screw it, I'm going to bed?
I always stay up later. Okay. The drinking thing is kind of true. But honestly, just shutting everything off and having quiet time, because I have two boys, 1.5 and 4.5, and sometimes I just want silence.
Yeah. Do you ever find yourself like driving home from work and you realize like that like 10 minutes before you have to get kids, like you've never even touched the radio?
Yes. Oh, and hey, I have a side note. Was that a Katy Perry song? Was that last one a Katy Perry song?
No, but it's a woman and you're sniffing around the right track.
I thought the same thing, Mary. I was like so 100% convinced, and he's like, no. I was like, oh.
Mary, do us a favor.
Yeah.
I get it. Like, you just want the silence and that almost, like, euphoric feeling of not having any responsibilities in that small, simple moment. But I would like if you touched the radio.
Well, I will try to do that more.
Thank you. All right, we'll talk to you soon. 718 with the Morning Reboot. You can text in what you do with your alone time. 419-240-1055. Throwback Thursday's coming up. You're going to love it. You didn't get me a genre, but we're going 90s. You're going to love it, but I think Floyd is going to maul you today.
That's totally okay. As long as I enjoy the music, as long as I don't have to guess Chris Daughtry once, I am totally okay with all music choices.
What's your go-to? Daughtry, and who's the other one? Oh, it's going to come to me.
Nickelback?
Something like Daughtry, but not Daughtry.
Goo Goo Dolls?
You're going to love these songs. But so Floyd, give Ashley a second to enjoy them before you identify them in less than 15 minutes on Q105.
Back to when Major Magic's and the Southwick Mall were things. The Mud Hens weren't downtown, and neither were you.
That's how long I've been on ya.
And the Storm played on the east side. It's time for a Throwback Thursday with the Morning Reboot on Q105.
I don't know why I thought that was the traffic report. I was like, wait, are we on air? Oh my God.
90s are the theme today. You approve, Ashley?
I approve.
Ashley's here with us, Derek and Floyd. I'm going to say Floyd usually have to kind of give Floyd a handicap. You have to wait 5 seconds. Today you've got to count in your head to 7 so Ashley can enjoy these songs before you correctly identify name, artist.
I'm just here for the tunes.
Producer.
How about I just sing the first verse, which is what I do all the time, and then just clock in?
If I look up Wikipedia, responsible for this Wikipedia entry, Old Man Anderson. All right, 90s songs. We have like a whole decade.
We should be good at this.
I know. Okay,
here we go. Ashley.
Space Girls. What do you want? What you really, really want?
No, 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 no. What you're not going to do is taint the name of the Spice Girls. That song is called Wannabe, the number one song of 1997. Yeah. What you won't do.
That is totally the name of that song. Biggest. If you want to be my lover.
419-240-1055. If by some chance they need help, or if you just want to call and be on the radio. Mercy. Next up. No. Now it has been.
Sugar Ray, Fly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wait, that's not the right.
So I have a really funny story about that, but I'll tell you later.
Okay. By the way, in the Atmatic Music Mix, it was not this next artist.
Okay. I knew. I felt it.
Come on, come on. A lot of these are 99. Less singing, more identifying.
I have time. Floyd. Genie in a Bottle, Christina Aguilera.
That song is now officially 20 years old.
She posted on her Twitter the other day, yeah.
Her boobs are about 19 years old now.
Oh, she did. She had a bird chest.
Next up. Ashley.
TLC Waterfalls?
Yeah! That might be your best one ever.
That might be
my... I mean, you're tattooed on me.
Come
on now.
That is like my thing.
Okay. 90s here for Throwback Thursday.
Oh, this is
Ashley.
Return of the Mac. Oh my gosh.
Oh, you're not. Yeah.
No, I have it on my jukebox.
Whoa.
Boy.
It's Craig Mac.
I'm sorry, what?
Isn't it Craig Mac?
No.
Is that Craig, whatever his name?
No, I know it.
Mark Morrison.
Yeah. Who's Craig Mac? That's a rapper, isn't
flavor
it?
Flavor in your ear.
Yes.
It's
okay. High five.
Like,
we both
it
failed.
It is like my top played song on the jukebox.
Throwback Thursday, the morning reboot on Q105. 90 songs.
Oh, gosh.
Not Daughtry.
Ashley.
Wallflowers?
No, but you're in the right stadium.
Right?
Yes. The brothers?
Yeah.
No idea.
Today
well, you know
I know
it's gonna
this.
Be the day that they're gonna throw it back to
nope.
you. By now, you should have somehow realized.
Oasis.
Yeah.
Oh, I would.
Ooh, curse
Wonderwall.
My name.
Curse your name.
All right, next.
Yeah.
That's my karaoke song.
We should do it together sometime.
You are
Ashley.
Backstreet Boys, I wanted that
my
one.
Yeah. Fire, the one.
Oh, sorry, I was getting it.
Next up. Ashley.
Naughty by Nature, OPP.
Wow.
Wow, this handicap of mine, I guess it stuttered.
She's playing kind of
she
possum.
Has, she has 0.1 seconds to guess. I have 7.
Next up.
My name is Eminem.
Yes. That song.
Sorry. I was like thinking if there was like a parenthesis there.
20
like,
years
my name
old
is,
as well.
Not Marshall Mathers.
Next up. Jump. Ashley.
Crisscross jump.
Seriously? And you gave me like 7 seconds?
Five, I didn't think three. She'd be this good.
I know my 90s hip hop, if anything.
Next up. Ashley.
Goo Goo Dolls Iris.
Yeah!
You finally got one! I'm so proud of you!
7 wrong attempts with songs like that. I finally played it.
I know those white guys.
Hanson Umbop! I don't even care.
Do not wait your 7 seconds.
So bad! However, they performed the song like recently. Not the same.
Really?
They have puberty.
Right?
They have puberty.
They
it
got their man
work.
Voice. Their and, man voice.
And maybe up there with Return of the Mac and a couple others, the greatest throwback song when people are like, play some throwbacks.
Oh my gosh, I know what it is.
What is it?
Do you really want me to guess?
Tell me what it is.
You're totally about to play Montel Jordan. This is how we do it.
No.
No.
Ashley.
Ow, that was so hurt. That hurt me.
It hurt, yeah. Blackstreet, No Diggity.
Yes.
Oh, but you can also count.
No Diggity.
This is how we do
no
it in
doubt.
There, too.
You're right. You're right. But
Play on, play it.
Ashley is taking over for the 9-9 into 2000.
Yeah.
Doom.
Seriously.
Doom. 7:37 with the morning reboot.
What that? Yeah.
On 205, we will try to figure out this Matic Music Mix song, and we got a snore.
We got a snore.
Well, Pink Get the Party Started had new meaning at a recent show of hers. We'll do that before 8. We're still trying to track down one song in this, and I said the last one that we can't get is loosely connected to the fourth song, Pink, Blow Me One Last Kiss. Before that, Shawn Mendes, Treat You Better, Havana, Usher, OMG, and then Pink, and then not Katy Perry, not Christina Aguilera. Are you troubled?
Yes.
Here we go. And False start.
I'm in this wrong situation.
I love when you ask me, Floyd, am I gonna be mad at myself?
Can you play it one more time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By all means. I'm in this wrong situation.
Anything? Loosely connected to Pink. You should have never said that.
You shouldn't have said that. Because now, is it like the same writer?
No.
How are they connected?
I can't come up with a better hint than that without giving it away.
I'm thinking of all the loose connections Pink has.
There's so many!
Yeah. Loose is like a weird term.
All right, let's do the stories, and then we'll come back to it briefly.
Fine.
How about... let's get this life started. So Pink, like the Spice Girls, is touring over in the UK right now on Tuesday night. Somebody gave birth at one of her shows.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
One concert goer, Denise Jones, and I put this on my Twitter earlier. Denise Jones went into labor at Pink's show and ended up giving birth right at the stadium to honor the singer. This is a bit much. She must be a diehard Pink fan. She named her healthy newborn daughter after Pink. World meet the youngest Pink fan ever. Dolly Pink. I guess Dolly Pink Jones or Dolly Pink Jones. The paramedics, John Matthews and Danny Berg, were both on duty as crowd doctors at Anfield Stadium. Had to jump into action, fight through packed crowds to get to Jones 32 as she went into labor. Ironically, as the show was starting with Get the Party Started.
Oh, well.
That's amazing. But
say her name again. Say the baby's name again.
Dolly Pink.
So it sounds funny when we say it, but you're like, yeah. Dolly Pink.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that's kind of cute.
Dolly Pink Jones.
There's so much I like about this story. I almost wonder if it was staged. Like, Get the Party Started. She goes,
Birth is not staged. Eric Chase.
Not
real quick.
You've just been mother voiced.
I'm just saying, how accurate, how truthful is this story? But I mean, I'm very skeptical. The paramedics, I love this quote. Now, look, maybe it's just the way UK Londoners speak, like our friend Philip now. When we reached her, it was quite clear the patient was heavily pregnant showing signs of being in labor. Heavily pregnant.
Heavily pregnant.
I guess that's just what they say. We took the decision to move her as quickly as possible to the first aid room underneath the stand. We continue to assess her and establish she was going to have to deliver the baby in the stadium. So that's what Danny and I did. His partner.
Just imagine sitting next to her at the concert, and then her water breaks. Like, dude, you spilled your beer on me. And they're like, I don't even have a beer. She's just like, I think I'm going into labor.
Yeah.
And you're like, ah, that's woman juice.
That was not my beer, Charlie. That was my water.
Actually, walk me through this.
Yeah.
She had to have known she was super pregnant, mm-hmm. and that there was a chance this could happen, and this might not have been the best decision to go to the concert.
Sure, but we all make bad decisions. No one's here to judge. I mean, the likelihood of it, not being, born in a hospital is highly unlikely. So this is, a one in, 5 million instances. If I had Pink tickets that I spent $500 for and I was due that day and there were no signs of it, I'm telling you what.
You're going?
I'm taking my heavily pregnant behind to that concert.
So, ignorant question for a mother. Did the vibrations help loosen stuff, or does it just...
Yeah, we have questions.
I guess it depends. Is she, she doing, the baby mama dance? She's who knows?
Because, Get the Party Started is very bass-driven, so yeah. I can't imagine, being there, dun, 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 get the... And then
maybe
all
the baby was like, yeah!
And all of a sudden, was it Bullock's Alley?
Dolly Pink.
Dolly Pink was just like, mother... Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just it's a perfect story. It's almost too perfect.
Amazing.
And I'm trying to think the catalog of Pink songs. Obviously, there's a lot of hits.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there's a better song to be delivered to than Get the Party Started.
Yeah. No, that's amazing.
Do you think Pink visited? Pink totally sent her flowers or something. Had to have.
Sure.
She's that celeb fan of fans. She loves her fans.
Tomorrow, we're doing Where... Besides delivery room, did you give birth?
Oh, for sure.
Think we can get some good ones for that?
Oh, yeah. Water breaks. Water breaks everywhere. You know what I mean? It doesn't just wait for anyone.
Make a note, if you would, where'd your water break?
Yeah.
Call tomorrow.
That would be the better
Mine
one.
Mine would have been broke at a buffet.
My friends broke it at a Target. She was like, I don't know what to do. And I was like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm sitting in the middle of the aisle. I was like, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Oh,
no.
That could be a monster.
Yeah.
Speaking of monsters, so Lena Headey, and I hope I pronounce her last name correctly. Obviously, Cersei in Game of Thrones is on to her next project, which has to already be completed. She will join, because it's just voice cast stuff, that's why. She will join the voice cast of Netflix's The Dark Crystal: Age of the Resistance, which is what, Floyd?
Muppets?
Yeah, the prequel to...
Okay, like the Muppets?
Yeah, the prequel to, what, The Dark Crystal?
The Dark Crystal, yeah. The Gelflings!
The 82 film. It's coming out on August 30th. Other additions to the cast. Benedict Wong, who's in the Marvel Universe. Awkwafina.
I love her voice.
Who's Awkwafina?
She was in Crazy Rich Asians, popular...
I've never seen it, but yeah.
Sigourney Weaver.
I do love her.
Hannah John Kamen, who is in Ant-Man and the Wasp, and I think... She played the villain and is also in a Black Mirror episode. Okay. Henson and Muppets veteran Dave Gelles, who also worked in the original. It's set many years before the events of the Jim Henson original film. It centers on three Gelflings, voiced by Taron Egerton, Anya Taylor-Joy, who has been in Glass. And
yes, you like her.
I adore her.
Yes, you like her.
And I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. Natalie, it's spelled with an H. Mm-hmm. Natalie Emmanuel, who is one of my other crushes. Lost her head in Game of Thrones. Miss Sandy.
Yeah.
Is that the black one?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, she's gorgeous.
They discover the horrific truth behind the power of the evil Skeksis and set out on an epic journey to ignite the fires of rebellion and save their worlds. Headey will voice Gelfling named Madra Farr. So this is a massive ensemble voice cast. So very familiar names, and even if you don't You'll know what they look like.
It's going to be majorly successful because that movie, The Dark, is such has a cult following. I remember my first roommate was obsessed with it, and I knew nothing about it. And we watched it one night, and I go, "What the hell did you just have me watch?" But like now looking back, I'm like, I kind of enjoyed it, but I didn't. Couldn't tell you what the movie was about.
I'll give it a look, just to see, because we kind of compared it to Labyrinth, which I will not go back and watch because I'm scared.
Ditto.
I will try to watch this and see if I got over the fear of those things. Mm-hmm. I still have not gotten over
David Bowie singing to you with his. I don't even know what they were around him. They were just those scariest Muppets.
Sorry. All these years later, I'm still terrified of Oompa Loompas. I haven't gotten over that fear. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. Hashtag some pig in Sylvania. Panel full of ladies is on the way, but one last time before a quick break. We're trying to get the last song. I'm in this wrong situation.
Kesha.
Yes.
Shut your mouth!
Kesha has a loose tie to the last Pink song, Blow Me One Last Kiss. The name of the song
Take It Off. It's Blow.
Thank you.
Yes.
Got it. I'm in this wrong
situation. I'm waving to everyone. I'm waiting for my invite to deny.
Are you going to kick yourself?
No, because I got it.
Okay. 801 with the morning.
I don't know who I'm waving at, but reboot. So
yes, waving to all your fans and to those peanut butter cookies. Panel full of ladies is next. Summer and ice cream questions.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by me.
814, a massive panel full of ladies ready to go. Ashley's here with us today. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. We are going to do some fun things with our friends from St. George's Festival coming by shortly after 8:30. But panel full of ladies time. First up, Tara. Hi, Tara.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. 23, single, and no kids, right?
Oh, living the dream.
You are living the dream.
Hi, Carrie Ann. Welcome back.
Good morning.
It's good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Carrie Ann's 26, dating one kid. Got that right?
Correct.
Okay. Abby is here. Hi, Abby.
Hi, guys.
37, married, practically part of the show. And last up is Angie. Hi, Angie. Good morning.
Good morning.
50, single, no kids, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And Ashley here as well. First up, Tara, what is your favorite, since it's here now, what's your favorite summertime activity?
Drinking.
Drinking what?
I love these ladies.
Drinking beer in downtown Toledo.
Okay. You know you can do that in all the other seasons too, right?
Yeah, but you can't. Outside is just so nice with these Dora cups.
Fair enough. Carrie Ann, what about you? Favorite summertime activity?
Probably be drinking in a pool.
Okay. Drinking what?
I am a sex on the beach kind of girl.
Okay. Mm. Abby, what about you? Favorite summertime activity?
Fishing.
Fish. Are you any good at it?
Yeah.
Do you eat the stuff too?
I am. What?
Do you eat the fish too, or you like throw them back?
I mostly throw them back, but I have definitely eaten Lake Erie perch and Lake Erie walleye.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Angie, what about you? What's your favorite summertime activity?
Lounging in a pool, like wherever I can float in water as long as possible.
As long as I can float.
I care less whether or not there's alcohol there. I just need to be able to float and, you know, spin and do stupid things in the pool.
Okay. Ashley, I'm guessing yours is drinking too, right?
Yes, in the pool. Okay. Also, drinking in pool.
next up, Tara, how do you prefer... I'm guessing yesterday was a massive ice cream day all over the area. Tara, how do you prefer to eat your ice cream?
Ooh, on a cone and a cup.
Wait.
Oh, okay.
Wait, say that again?
On a cone. The cone's super good on a cone, but like in a cup so it's not like it's not messy and melting all over.
Got it. So you like to lick it. Got it. Carrie Ann, what about you?
I am also a licker.
Yeah, I had a feeling. Abby, what about you? How do you prefer to eat your eat ice cream?
Oh, I get sundaes, so I need a spoon.
Okay. Angie, what about you?
I like a cone tipped up in a cup, but I use a spoon. I just like to be able to eat the cone, too.
Okay. Yeah. Ashley?
I'm a sundae person as well, so yeah. Total spoon.
Yeah, I want maximum toppings, and, yeah. And that can be a mess on a cone.
Peanut butter.
Mm. All right. Mm. Now,
bananas.
Did you actually get ice cream? Or did you just throw all the toppings?
Yeah, crumbled Oreos.
Yeah, I just, yeah. There's no ice cream. There's just completely toppings. All right, now this might be a bit of a challenging question, and maybe there's too many ladies here to do it, but I'm going to try it anyway. Tara, if you were to fill in for Ellen what day, what dream guests would you like on the show?
Ooh. Oh, my God. Danny DeVito.
Hold on. Who said that? Tara?
Yeah.
Did you say Danny DeVito?
I did.
How come?
I love Danny DeVito. And as a child, my dad's, I was kind of chubbier, so my dad told me my real dad was Danny DeVito.
Oh, that's funny. I really believe it. Okay. That's Carrie Ann, who would be your dream guest to interview?
Jim Carrey, actually. I love his sense of humor, and I feel like we could have a lot to talk about.
I think you want to do more than talk with Jim Carrey.
a little older than my age range.
There it is. Abby, what about you?
He's like 2 years older than my age range.
Abby, you're filling in for Ellen. Who's your dream guest?
Elvis.
Oh,
dead, but okay. Or maybe not dead. Angie, what about you? Who's your dream guest if you're filling in for Ellen?
I was going to say, providing, you know, we could go with, since the dream anyway, somebody dead, Robin Williams.
Ooh. Oh,
that would be a good one.
Highest ratings, I think, of all the selections. Ashley, what about you?
Oh, this is so hard. I think I would probably pick the guy from Drunk History.
Okay.
And then I would want to do Drunk History
with him
on the show.
We should do that one day, me and you.
Yes, we should.
Done and done.
Yes.
We're going to do Drunk the Morning Reboot.
Yeah. Yes. We can make it a podcast, though.
Last easy question. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being Floyd, completely unable to do it. Wow. Tara, 1 to 10, can you swim?
Oh, God. Like a solid 3, maybe.
Carrie Ann, 1 to 10, swim.
I'm probably like an 8 or a 9. I'm a water baby.
Okay. Abby, 1 to 10. Can you swim?
Yeah, 6. Yeah.
Okay. Angie, 1 to 10. Can you swim?
5.5, 6.
Okay. Ashley?
I mean, I can't swim like super fast, but like I could survive in the ocean for a while. Like 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have
a large chest, so I'm like buoyant by nature. But also, like, I was a total water. I was swimming by the time I was like 2.
Abby, I'm letting you go. Everybody else goes on hold. Ladies, have a good rest of your week. Don't go anywhere. We've got tickets to the marathon for you. It's also probably like more of a pass-fail question than how good are you?
Okay. Ignorant question. Do those really work for floaties?
What?
Boob? I don't think
so. Oh, yeah. No, I can... Yes, my mother is like very. My mother is very well endowed, and she can go in like a 12-foot pool and just put her arms out, and she will float.
Well, I'm bottom I'm heavy, so I think I got what you have up there. I got down there. I'm good then.
I don't know if that's.
I don't know. You might be like more like V-shaped.
Like you got. Okay, like first off, I'm more of a U. Okay.
I don't know. Like I maybe I feel. I don't know about that.
So when if. You and Kevin get on a plane and there's trouble and you're going to be the next crazy Asian airline that crashes and they say, flotation device, can somebody grab onto your boobs?
No, my kids. Nobody else. Okay. Get off of me.
Get this is off my of
dance.
Me!
This is my dance space.
8:21 with the morning reboot. We will have some fun, something that we do with Floyd, with our friends from the St. George Festival coming in. Do you, we've heard the commercials all week, Mediterranean stuff.
I love this festival.
Do you?
Yeah, I've gone a handful of times.
I never heard about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to talking to them. We're going to have some fun with them next. It's 8:35 on the morning reboot here on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd Ashley were brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. I hope you have heard all the commercials on our airwaves all this week. We've talked about it a couple of times. Ashley has been many times,
yes,
right?
Yes.
St. George's Cathedral Summer Festival happens on Woodley right across from the mall. Let's introduce our new friends, Nadia and Father Michael. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is all things Middle Eastern, correct? Foods, people, places, things to do, kids, activities. That's the general thing. Mary.
We have ethnic food. We have American food. We have some great bands that are American bands or, you know, from our area. We have the Arctic Clam and the Not Fast Enough group for Friday night. Saturday night, we have BOFO and the Grape Smugglers and the Beef Carvers. Mm. And Sunday, we will have some Arabic entertainment. And we have our belly dancer all 3 days.
Floyd?
Yes.
Belly dancing?
I love belly.
She's fantastic.
It's so hypnotizing. Like,
well, I was wondering if you might not be able to do some of that.
I can inappropriately belly dance. Belly dance becomes a body jiggle, but like I'm not going to discredit what she does because like, have you ever actually seen
that's
it?
Like art.
That is like legit. Like, yeah. Did she one of the ones that have like props like the sword and everything?
You know what? I should promote her a little bit. She was with us last year for one night, and she is absolutely the finest belly dancer that I've witnessed over the years. Her name is Kendra Ray. You can go to her KendraRayBellyDancing.com and check her out. She's fantastic. We have her for 3 nights.
George's Festival this weekend, beginning tomorrow night. Nadia and Father Michael are here. Floyd, you mentioned it's art, and I'm sure what she does is probably the right word to use, but I won't say that what you would do wouldn't still be mesmerizing. Well,
my belly dancing? I'm more like a tummy tussle.
Tummy jiggler?
Tummy tussle.
There may be a market for that.
There we go. I'm in next year. Call me.
Nadia, Father Michael, we do a game on this show called the Urban Dictionary Spelling Bee. It's a website where, you know, there's... popular pop culture terms, sometimes just made up, and they make their way into social media and things like that. And I asked Floyd to spell them, and I gave him the definition. I'd like to do that with some very popular Middle Eastern foods.
Okay.
Can you guys help?
Sure.
Okay. Floyd, first up.
Wait, I have to spell them?
Yes.
Oh. No.
Just sound them out.
Oh.
We'll call this the St. George's Festival Spelling Bee.
I'm a better belly dancer than I am a speller.
Then we're in trouble.
Okay.
We'll start with the first one, Floyd. Nice and easy one. Something you've heard a million... Falafel.
I know this is going to happen. Don't shake your head and help.
Ashley, if you want to help
okay.
him.
Okay. Is that even... F...
No.
No? No F?
No, yeah.
P-H? I was like... Oh, no. F-A-Lafel. No. L-O.
F-A-L-A-F-E-L.
Oh, I'm always off by one letter.
Nadia, Father Michael.
That's correct.
Bestest reaction. For those that don't know, what is falafel?
Falafel is like a vegetable burger. It's got different beans in it. It's a vegetarian... food.
It's fava beans mixed with chickpeas and spices.
There's some for the next one. There's some of this here today. My friend Robin from NAMI, her boyfriend Pete makes some incredible baklava. Could you please spell baklava?
This is so.
Sound it out. You can do it.
Thank you for being. Thank you. B A G.
Bach.
Where do you
Bach.
Hear a G?
Oh, I heard Bach. B A C. B A K.
Keep going.
Yeah. O.
Baklava.
Baklava.
Bach-la.
I gotta write this down. Bach. I went to Whitmer.
Baklava is B A K.
Va.
L-A-V-A.
Oh, see, I spelled it right on the paper.
Nani tried to help you.
He did.
Guys, I just spelled it on the
paper. Baklava is one of our most famous sweets. It's made with phyllo dough and stuffed with nuts and a great syrup on top.
Yeah, and they brought it today, and it was delicious.
Actually, I'm making a correction here. It's a bit lewa, which is the Arabic way to say baklava.
Spell that.
And we have it first.
Correct.
I really need you guys here for this one. Oh, it fell. Oh, my God. Wait, just hold on to it as you'd be holding a microphone.
Like, hold it in your hand.
The microphone fell.
Welcome to Q105!
St. George's Festival broke the studio!
What can I say?
That's the kind of party it's going to be this. So I when I was looking these up this morning, this one looked the most delicious.
Okay.
I guess it's kind of like colloquially known as pizza of the Arabic world. Mm. So, Nadia, correct me if I'm mispronouncing this. Manakish?
Manakish. Okay.
Oh, Manakish, yeah.
Manakish, yeah. That's...
Floyd.
You said it three different ways.
Sound it out. Manaish.
M-A.
I'll tell you this.
P-I-Z-Z-A. Boom. Boom. Done.
I have it spelled M-A-N-A-K-E-E-S-H. There's a silent K.
Okay.
That's correct. Yeah.
Oh, see, I would have...
Could you describe that, Nadia? I mean, it says pizza of the Arabic world.
Okay, it's got a dough that's, and then you just put either za'atar or you put cheese or you can put meat on it, and you just cut it up and eat it.
All right. last one, and the pain will last one, and we'll wrap up here with our friends in the St. George's Festival. Two words.
Oh man,
baba ganoush.
Oh,
that's an easy one.
Baba ganoush. Did I pronounce it correctly,
correct.
Nadia?
Yes.
Baba ganoush.
I don't know. B-A-B-O-B-A-G-A-N-O-O-S-H. I don't know.
B-A-B-A.
At least
word.
You didn't say boo-boo.
G-H-A-N-O-U-S-H.
Oh, Nadia, so
what close. Is baba ganoush?
That is similar to hummus, only the base of it is eggplant.
Hmm.
Eggplant with tahini and lemon and garlic.
I told you we have a little bit of fun, right?
Yes. But at our festival, we're going to have a lot of the main foods that people look forward to, like the meat pies and the grape leaves and the kibbe and the green beans and rice, along with the hummus and the salad. And we have some fabulous pastries.
Let's go together.
I'm down. I love it. And it's great for kids, too, though. And like I feel like going into the summer, there's always something for the kids. Like this one particularly is super great for families. I love it.
Nadia, Father Michael, do we have any of... Like we have some great local Mediterranean places, restaurants, or any of them a part of the festival at all in any way?
Well, they are sponsors.
Got it. Okay.
But they're not making the food. All the food is made by the ladies' organization.
Nice. I love Beirut. And I just, what's the other, the new place I went to last week on the Reynolds? It's kind of like a sister restaurant.
Biblos. Biblos. Coco Piatti. Those are one
family. I'm
going
to Coco tonight. Yeah.
Coco, Biblos, and Beirut are one. But we have the other ones are sponsors also.
Nadia, Father Michael, any final thoughts? Did we cover anything? Live music, good for the kids, good food?
Camel.
We do have the camel Scooby, who's going to be there and bring some of his little friends with him, and we have carry out that if you can't attend the festival, you're welcome to just come and get your food and go.
Oh, nice.
And we have fast food and the ethnic food, a lot of the pastries. Did you talk about the car
show? We have the car show on Sunday, classic car show.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What time does that go
noon
from?
To 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you didn't know, we all see this on Twitter. Scooby is an actual camel that is owned by someone who lives here in Toledo,
absolutely,
correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Sometimes, every now and then, like every 6 months, yep,
he gets away. Scooby,
Scooby gets away, kind of like the peacock the other day, and we go a little viral, and then somebody goes, no, Scooby lives here. Father Michael,
he's meant to be.
You have an incredible voice.
I do?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Would you mind saying the morning reboot on Q105?
This is the morning reboot on Q105.
That's good. I
like,
yeah.
I like it. It was a pleasure to meet both of you.
Pleasure is ours.
Much
thank
success
you
to the festival this weekend.
Thank you.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 8:44 now on the morning reboot. It's got to be with the microphone on to make the show work. Q105, the morning reboot. A new sweet deal is about to go on sale in just a second here. You can hit that at Q1055.com or text sweet to our text number, 419-240-1055. Monsoon Lagoon, $20 for a $40 gift certificate, the watering hole at the Monsoon Safari and Water Park. So lots of good places to eat, things to do, summery things to do. If you check out the sweet deals at Q1055.com. We hit all of our big stories. Lots of like female pop celeb stuff. The lady that gave birth at the Pink Show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked earlier this morning about we're still looking for this Lady Marmalade track. And we'll get it from Ariana Miley and Lana Del Rey.
I'm still... The Lana that throws me off, but she has that voice, so that could complement the other two.
Somebody pointed something out to me, and Lady Marmalade was like an event song, and this is potentially from like a song from the Charlie's Angels movie that's coming out from Elizabeth Banks. Somebody did point another song out to me that was kind of like that team up, Bang Bang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Jesse J, Ariana,
and
Nicki.
And I think I said last week that I felt like that was the last big like pop female collaboration where we're like, no matter how older we get, we're like, ooh, remember Bang Bang? You're gonna be like,
Bang Bang into my
in our nursing home. We're like, ooh, this was our jam when we could walk.
Maybe that didn't feel like the Lady Marmalade type event because it wasn't the song. It was a new song. It wasn't. Mm-hmm. So maybe
it wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens when we get the trailer for the movie later on. Camila Cabello says, Floyd, stop trolling her social accounts. Be nice about her breakup.
I'm sorry. Nah, nah, nah.
8:58, the morning reboot on Q105. You can get the podcast. Text Eric to our text line number. We'll have that up before 10 o'clock. I saw this and I was wondering because it was. Does everybody remember Build-A-Bear and the carnage that ensued last year, which I think was Pay Your Age? People got there, they were shut down. People were at, it was a
there were like lines.
That
long.
Was one of our first that was days one. On air because.
It was.
Remember, it was a podcast then. It was last
was
summer.
Was it a podcast?
Yeah.
Because I remember I had friends who were in line for like 5 hours and I was like, it's a teddy bear, y'all.
Yeah, I totally remember talking about this too, whether it was on the show or on the podcast.
It was a podcast. So I saw a friend of mine, Nicole, who works over at YARC, had some questions about it. And I guess you had to get a coupon somehow to be able to go over. So I Googled this.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know. Clearly, there wasn't any carnage or chaos or restrictions or whatever it was from last year. But I Googled it, and something awful did come up. Did you guys happen to see this? Probably not.
Is it the denying?
CEO apologizes after Wake County mom, I don't know where that is, Wake County mom, it's in North Carolina, denied a Build-A-Bear experience. A Wake County couple grieving the death of their infant said they were stunned when the Build-A-Bear workshop rejected their request to Build-A-Bear in her memory during the company's Pay Your Age promotion. You look quite stunned.
Yeah.
That's...
It's tricky.
But I think...
I think you should totally honor
that. I think in that situation for me, even if I was a manager and she gave me this story and it... They came with credentials. I did read the story.
Yeah, that's so she passed away, 6 months old, genetic disease, died last Thursday of complications from pneumonia. That same day, learned she'd received one of the coveted tickets to Build-A-Bear's Pay Your Age promotion.
That's awful.
It's, like I said, it's tricky and like...
I don't know if they like brought stuff.
But I feel like they did.
They should have honored.
So I went down this rabbit hole. Like, so she brought like... I don't know if it was a death certificate, but like proof that she did have was with child.
Yeah, she was born and she passed.
She had the child. So I think if I was the manager, out of my heart and res-
respect for what they wanted, I probably would have just comped them a beer. Because that's yeah. tough and difficult.
It's like, I don't get it. After what you went through and how you get rightfully dragged through the mud and all the bad feedback, mm-hmm. like, you have PR people. You should mm-hmm. have experts who guide you with this. How do you make, like, arguably an even worse mistake? She posted on their Facebook page, asked if she could use a ticket to build it in her memory. The company said no, apologizing for her loss and directing her back to the ticket policy online.
Wow.
The company said, this is designed to be an in-store experience for our guests. Therefore, the guests must be present to pay their age.
That here, okay.
Ooh. Tell me what 6 months has any money.
Look at me getting like misty yeah. head right now. So, no, because that bear could definitely symbolize their child for the rest of their life.
You could have been a part of a moment.
That's right. Like, and that's awful, because you know what that bear would have sat upon the fireplace. Who knows if that child wasn't cremated, you know what I mean? That bear could have been next to the child's remains or ashes. That bear could have been that child for the...
Maybe the bear was to pass along to another sibling
at some point
in their life.
That's like, I look at me. I'm getting so angry right
after
now.
After last year, I don't see how a mistake of this magnitude is made again. All right, podcast to come. Text Eric to 419-240-1055.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nate.